I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up
Well, welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the promoter producer of the Rota Psychic Fair. We just had the Rota Psychic Fair last October, the 21st and 22nd at the Monterey Fairgrounds. The next one will be this coming October, 27th and 28th. But in between time, we have a series of events going on known as the Quarterly Preview. Now, on December 29th, we'll have a quarterly preview online with Kirilani doing the vibrational numerology, Joyce Day Muse doing the astrology, and I'll provide the tarot for 2018, as well as the months of January, February, and March. So that'll give you a good heads up of what to expect as we move forward into the new year. So make sure you get on the email list at rotapsychicfair.com or at goodvibrationsradio.com so you can stay informed about those events coming up. Well, here we are. It's the 4th of December, and boy, was that a powerful, beautiful super moon. I hope you got out over the weekend to take a look. Saturday night, it was big and huge, and Sunday night, you'll still be able to see some of it tonight, but make sure you take some time to go looking for it, because this is a powerful moon, and we'll be talking more about that later, and I'm sure Kira will be talking about some of that going on as well. Now, as you know, I like to start each show with a little Day by Day with James Allen. In 1903, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh. And in that book, he wanted us to know that our thought worlds can be changed. Our worlds, rather, can be changed by changing our thoughts, our intentions, our beliefs, our habits and patterns are all developed from our mind, and it's our mind that created our present reality. And if we want to change our future, we only need to change our thoughts. And today, in Day by Day with James Allen, where it's broken up into each a little bit for each day of the month, for the fourth day of the month, he tells us, live in the solution. A person cannot directly choose his circumstances, but he can choose his thoughts, and so indirectly, yet surely, shape his circumstances. A friend of mine recently saw the movie Hidden Figures about the three women from NASA, about the black women who had such an impact on what we did in the NASA program. And it was a hidden story, which is why it was called Hidden Figures. And it was based on mathematics and computing and so many skills that they brought, you know, the first African-American engineer in the country, you know, a woman who became an expert on Fortran and computing, as well as a woman who could compute almost any figure, any way, shape, or, and they would, they used her to verify computer figures for the space shuttle, for the spaceship reentries. So many things going on, but he saw that, and his statement was, he said, it just shows that if you're patient, you can wait for things to come your way. But I disagreed with that. I disagreed because, not that that's so wrong, but the difference was with those three ladies, they were ready when the opportunity presented itself. So my question to you with Day by Day with James Allen is, are you ready for the future you want to create? Because if you just say, well, I can do that tomorrow, I want this future, but I can do that tomorrow. You're not being ready. Those three ladies in this movie were ready when the opportunities presented themselves. So when you're living in the solution, you're living in the outcome, even if the outcome hasn't presented itself to you. A person cannot directly choose his circumstances, but he can choose his thoughts, and so indirectly yet surely shape his circumstances. And one of the things you know that I like to do is also read from the Daily Word putting out from the Unity Corporation. They always have an affirmation for each day of the month. And for Monday, December 4th, they tell us, I experience oneness through the art of meditation. During this time of the year, as we count down to the end of the calendar year, as we're already starting the energy of the new year, this is a time of a lot of reflection. Oh, there's busyness, there's holiday work, and everything's going on with that in mind. But there's a lot of reflection. And the reflection needs to be not a reflection of what isn't, but a reflection of what is, and a reflection of what you want to be. So don't start looking at things through a lens of lack. Start looking through things as a lens of what you have and what you want to bring in. Shift the way you do that. And meditation is a great way to do that, to release the what-ifs of the world, the stresses of the world, the focuses of the world. So remember from the Daily Word, it says, I experience oneness through the art of meditation, and meditation comes in so many ways. You can do it in silence. You can do it through a walk in nature. You can do it through listening to music. But allow yourself to release and open to some of the energies that I'll talk about later. But before we go into what's going on celestially, let's talk about our segment host for today. Kirilani is a healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot, and a bridge of light. Her unique fusion consultations bring great insights and transformation. And she's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing custom essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves to empower her clients' personal vibrations. And she provides her unique Go With The Flow segments the first Monday of every month from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thanks, Ozar. Just wanted to really thank you for having this show and what you shared in the beginning for the opening, because I was so touched by what you were just talking about with the oneness. That's what this year is all about. 2017 has been a year that's devoted to that I am consciousness, to that realization that we are connected with everything, that we're all part of this web of life. And not only connected, which implies that we were separate and then we bridged to each other. We are one. We are everything. We are, within us, coded the moon and the sky and the stars. We are the mountain and the streams and the meadows. We are all of the water that has ever existed, whether it's in the form of ice or snow or sleet or hail or rain or ocean or river or stream or lake. We are one with the stars, as the star seeds are part of who we are, a part of the stone and the bone that we have. We are one with the wind. As our minds are tickled by that wind, we are one with each of those elements. That is what 2017 is about, is getting to this point where we realize that all this concept of separation was really an illusion, and that the divine is part of us, and we are part of the divine, and we are part of this giant experiment in co-creation, that we, on this planet, in physical reality, are just as much of a critical element to that plan of creation than if we were on the other side and were fully awake and aware of all that's going on. So as we awaken down here and take our power of who we truly are, that we are in union with our souls, we are in union with the divine, we become a conscious part of that dance. We become much more valuable in this whole big scheme. Because on Earth, we have free will. But if we can align that free will with the overall plan, if we can see a bigger picture, see a broader perspective, and make better choices based on that, it's using our free will as part of this experience, as part of this experiment, in a greater and greater way. So 2017 has been a really wild ride, and it's just getting started, because all of this year has heralded in new energy that allows us to create a new beginning in limitlessness. The year has gone super fast, and that's not going to slow down as we go into 2018, because the year of 2017 and 18 bridged together, unified together, to form a portal of this energy of new beginnings, of that I am consciousness, that oneness with y'all. So it's an interesting overlap between the years that we don't see very often. And the reason why I'm talking about this when it's only December is December actually serves as a preview of the first 6 months of 2018. So every day, plant these seeds for how this year is going to progress, for really how the rest of this millennium, the rest of this life is going to progress. Every day, every moment is precious. We already are up to December 4th as we are talking tonight. And each day represents a week in that preview. So Solazar, are you going to put the preview calendars out on the website this year?
I was. Yeah. The December one is already there. And the January one is not there yet. But I figured I would put that out as a lead in to the quarterly preview.
Excellent. Because I wanted people to key in for tomorrow on December 5th. It's a very powerful day. It serves then as the preview of the entire month of January. And January serves as a preview for the whole last 6 months of 2018. So very, very powerful day to kind of periscope in to really into infinity, periscope into the future, and plant a seed now that can flourish and bloom and expand as we move into that 2018 energy. Because when we look at how the energy of the year and the month come together, we've had this year that we talked about of new beginnings. When we combine it with the energy of December, it actually forms the energy for next year. So let's talk about December a little bit. The December energy every year gives us 31 days of heaven on earth. And isn't that kind of perfect? Because in December, frequently people are opening their hearts more. They're looking at all the sources of light, whether it's coming from light on the menorah candles, light on the Christmas trees, light with candles and fireplaces, light within our hearts when we're willing to open our hearts in more love. This is a season of light, so celebrate that light and know that in each day, the universe is asking us, what is heaven on earth to us? And when we fully embrace this energy of 2017, this energy of oneness, that is the foundation for heaven on earth. That is the way you open the door. If it was an elevator, you'd be going in on the first floor and then going all the way to the top to the 55 energy, to heaven on earth. Where is the ceiling? The ceiling is as high as you're willing to reach up and touch the divine. There is no limit. So that bridge, that elevator of light and love is going on all month. And you'll find yourself kind of flipping between dimensions. And it depends on where you are in your heart. If your heart is open, if you're in a state of gratitude, if you're in a state of love and appreciation, you align your frequencies to do that little dance between third, fourth, and fifth dimension. If we're in a state of anxiety, if we're in a state of worry or stress or rushing around trying to do holiday shopping, we can slide right out of that zone really quick. So if you find yourself doing that, just focus on that area around your heart and breathe into that area. And focus on those things that you do appreciate, those things that you are grateful for, those things that you're excited for. And give yourself a break. You know, don't try to cram everything in to this holiday season. Choose where you put your energy. Solzhar used to like to say, choose wisely. And it was like a perfect thing because that's where we're at. Where are we going to put our energy during this seeding time? Because that's what's going to expand in our life. So December, heaven on earth, in a year, all about new beginnings and oneness. And when they come together, they create the energy of Christ consciousness, of inspiration, of compassion, of unconditional love and hope and trust. It's the energy of really that core of light and love and truth that, independent of what religion you look at, runs through that thread. So it's asking us as we go into 2018, can we take that core and uplift it beyond any need to suffer, any need to sacrifice, any need to separate, any need to be right? That's just simply, purely about our spiritual journey and awakening of coming back into wholeness, into oneness with the divine. Now that is a pretty good, cool kickoff to this coming year. So going through December, we have so many opportunities vibrationally. I don't even know where to start. So when I'm doing our vibrational infusion group, I usually have about a half a page or so of highlights of days in the month that are particularly powerful. And when I was preparing for the vibrational infusion the other night and looking at December more closely, I was like, oh my God, almost every single day in December has one of these huge vibrational opportunities. So we started December 1st, even kicked it off with a portal of new beginnings. It is a wake-up call, a call to our call to our souls or to our conscious mind to embrace our highest self. That repeats itself as we go through and reinforces each time another layer as we go through December. So we have that echoing again on December 10th and again on December 19th and again on December 28th. So these are powerful, powerful days for planting seeds and really for expanding our consciousness to a more aware level. But it's all grounded in love. So that is the common denominator, is opening our hearts to experience more love. On December 2nd, let's see, we also had more configurations of that. There are about that master lover's energy, but based on self-love and using that power of love in a transformational way. So these themes carry through the whole month. December 3rd then, so yesterday, we have this super new moon that Solazar was talking about. Now, that moon portal expands at least a day before and a day after, if not 2 days before and 2 days after. So this was a moon in Gemini, and it's really calling us to liberate ourselves through truth, to release any of the lies, the deception that we're telling ourselves, so that we can truly be who we came here to be. So many of us have spent our life hiding from the truth of who we are, either feeling like we were unworthy, not good enough, or actively trying to seek people's approval, so going off on what end up being dead ends with what we're doing with our life force, because they're not truly who we are. We're just trying to do what someone else's dream was. This is the time to let all of that go. And we've got, let's see, 3 series of those punctuated on December 3rd, December 12th, and December 21st. That's winter solstice. So those 3 are like stair steps leading up to winter solstice, which is the point in the year where we have agreed to be the light in the darkness. And we are able to do that back to connecting again within, to look for that source of light within us, our own inner sun, our own inner moon, our own inner stars. We are one. So winter solstice, big this year, because the energy on that day is huge of awakening to the power of Aquarian transformation and allowing us to really graduate and liberate ourselves from all of these false beliefs and separation. Really amazing journey this month. Then we have sprinkled throughout the month a series of portals around heaven on earth, or doorways of heaven on earth. So that's December 4th, December 13th. Ah, goodness. And then, let's see, December 9th and 10th, we have those portals about union and new beginnings, the I Am consciousness, and then the 10th, it expands it. So it's for all 5 of the bodies. This whole coming into wholeness, coming into union, and opening to that truth of who we are. So it actually, that happens again on December 19th and December 28th. So the 27th and 28th work together, the 18th and 19th work together, the 9th and 10th. So big days. So like I said, almost every single day, we've got something going on. The one that I missed, December 11th and December 11th, December 29th. These are 11-11 portals. These are portals of inspiration. It actually is a vibrational codex that comes in and it works down at a DNA, RNA level for actually changing our physical bodies, changing our reality. So huge infusions of energy throughout December. And it's going to invite us to say, what type of light do we choose to be? One time when I was picking up a yogi tea, there was a quote. They always have quotes on the tea bags, which I love checking out first thing in the morning. And there was one that talks about, what type of light do you choose to be? Are you going to be the candle or are you going to be the mirror? And perhaps in this month, we can choose to be both. We can choose to be a candle, that source of light, and we will also be the mirror to amplify that out into the world and to honor the light in each other, in the true essence of namaste, of honoring the light that we are and the light that is in the other person and knowing that they are one. So in December, I like to share with people different vibrational tools that you can use to connect with that energy of heaven on earth. We had our vibrational infusion just the other night. The group gathers and works with the energy and the vibrations, and we like using different alchemical tools to help connect with that energy. I particularly love the aromatherapy. For December, we have Alang-Alang, which truly is heaven on earth in a bottle, clary sage, and melaleuca. So the Alang-Alang is connecting you with your inner child. And we've talked this month and this year about working very much on the inner child work, healing those wounds of the inner child. That's what keeps us in separation. So Alang-Alang is very powerful for helping to connect with that light and truth within. Clary sage, very cleansing. So if you feel like you're dealing with those denials of self, clary sage would be a great one to work with in this next couple of weeks. And melaleuca, also very cleansing. So if you have, frankly, parasitic relationships in your world, in your life, melaleuca is a great way of working with that. And sometimes around the holidays, with family, with work, there's sticky relationship things. There's weird expectations that start manifesting. The melaleuca is a good way to cleanse and purify your space and your energy field. Well, you can work with the colors of aquamarine, and pumpkin, copper, and eggplant. So really beautiful colors. And Solozo talked about how important meditation is during this time period. We're kind of going within. We have more darkness during the day, so the meditation is really effective to align with that energy of the 55, the heaven on earth. If you do your meditations around 5 a.m. or 5:05 or 5:50 or 5:55, or in the evening, but morning is better because then you're really aligning with the awakening of the light. So whatever time sunrise ends up being, really then connecting in and honoring that sun during this time of darkness. So that's some of the things people can work with as we go into December. We're going to talk more about the year of 2018 when we come together on the quarterly preview, Solozar mentioned, on the 29th, that this time is going to be in an online format so everyone can participate even if you've got a busy holiday season going on. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about the December preview calendars and how to use those. It's great that Solozar makes them available because they're a really great alchemical tool to be able to set intentions now in December and have them be empowered as you go into the year. So if you don't normally keep a journal, and I admit I'm not particularly good at it, I'll print out the preview calendar, and then I will even just jot down a few words next to each day that kind of give the essence of the highlight of that day so that when I get to that point in the year, I can look back and I can say, this is what was going on. I can be more prepared that way. It's like kind of going to the movies and seeing the previews of the coming attractions and decide, well, which movies do I want to go see and which ones I'd rather skip? And if I have an experience that I say, hey, I'd rather skip this one, I can take action now for transforming whatever that situation is. Or for things that are really good, I can say more please to the universe that I would like more of those experiences. So the preview calendar is a great way to work with that. So encourage people to go out to the website at goodvibrations.com and pick those up. So Solozar, I think that is the main things that I wanted to share, unless you have some questions.
No, I don't. I think I'm good on what you shared so far. I want to remind folks, though, that Mercury, which has been out of bounds since November 9th, which means it's the angle it has is out of the angle of the sun that it faces. Mercury has gone retrograde. So we had a couple of things that happened. So on Saturday at 11:34 p.m. Pacific time, it went retrograde in Sagittarius. And we always know that when we're in a retrograde period of Mercury, communication, issues related to technology, drivers, things like that all go a little awry. But there's another aspect to this because it's went retrograde in 29 degrees Sagittarius, which is also a good time for internal spiritual expansion and growth. You just have to be careful what you express. But as an added issue to the communication, people need to watch what they're texting, responses to texting, of course, watch your email, and you have all the control of managing your response to what you receive and being very careful about what you put out. So it's totally in your charge. We don't want to hear anybody saying, well, Mercury was retrograde, I had no choice. You do have a choice. You very much have a choice. Now, Sunday, Jupiter in Scorpio created a trine with Neptune in Pisces, and we've always heard that trines, as we know, are karmic connections. They're predestined connections for the sake of causing us to affect a change in our lives. And when these two planets, you have Jupiter and Neptune, pair together, the energy can be a little offsetting and unstable. Neptune is a dreamer. And it can make things unclear, and illusions about your circumstances may become more obvious to you. But remember, Mercury is retrograde. This is not the time to go around expressing what's not right with your circumstances, what's not real, what you want to make it, and getting it out, especially when it involves other people. Chances are it will be expressed incorrectly and just create problems in the moment and problems that will need to be resolved later. So this is not a good time for big changes, but it is a good time if you see those issues within your circumstances that appear obvious to you, make notes, write it down, plan for later for what steps you can take. This is not the time for those big changes. Also, the full moon, which I mentioned and Kira mentioned, this full moon in Gemini. What's Gemini all about? Duality and indecision. And we know that this is a supermoon, so the energy, it's closer to the Earth, and the energy is much more powerful toward us. So this is the indecision and the duality about making the right moves at the right time. Couple that with what I just said about the trine with Jupiter and Neptune, about the impact of Neptune. Couple that with the issue that Mercury is retrograde. Now is not the time to jump. I don't care if you're jumping down one stair, off a cliff, off a building, or out of an airplane. Not the time to jump. This is the time for gaining the awareness, making the notes, making it very clear to you. So when the retrogrades are through, you'll actually have the opportunity to move. Now, Neptune was retrograde until the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. But when it comes out of retrograde, there's one thing that Mercury doesn't like. It doesn't like to rush. Not a risk taker. It's a dreamer. Loves its illusion. Loves its feeling of the fairy tale. But it doesn't like to change rapidly. So don't be taking any jumps. As we go into this month, don't start changing your life. Start planning the changes in your life. Also, Chiron, which has been retrograde since July 1st, is known as the Wounded Healer. It's going to come out of retrograde this week tomorrow on the 5th. And so Chiron is a benevolent planet that actually wants you to reach your full potential by showing you your limitations, what holds you back, what makes you feel so different that you dare not show yourself. Did a show in Metaphysical Musings. We touched on some of it in Good Vibrations Radio about your wounded inner child. And what Chiron wants you to do is identify your wounded areas. You don't have to resolve them by the time Chiron turns direct tomorrow, but because it's in Pisces, it's also a little extra sensitive. Chiron in Pisces shows you that there's more than one way forward. You can transform any element of your life by identifying, releasing, and healing your wounds. But the most important thing is clearly identifying. When you get triggered by something, it's not what someone said or someone did or what happened. It's why are you getting triggered? What's the underlying wound that you're reacting to? And it's important that you see those things, because you can never truly heal if you don't definitively and brutally identify your wounds to yourself. You don't have to share them with the world. You just have to identify them to yourself so you can heal them. So if any anger is coming up, and you're going to find it, especially going through tomorrow, you may have had some anger, some anxiety that Kira even mentioned, or pain. You need to identify the source of it, where that came from. And again, it didn't come from what someone just said, and it didn't come from what someone just did. It came from something embedded in you long ago that is still working through. And healing is not a circle, and healing is not linear. Healing is all about a spiral. And a spiral keeps coming back to those same areas, and it digs in a little deeper each time, because it's bringing more of that to the surface. So put it bluntly, this is not the time to bullshit yourself about your wounds and your healing. This is the time to bring it up, identify it, so you can continually work going forward on healing. As we go into this next year of the 2 year, the relationship year, the most important relationship you have is the one to yourself. You owe it to yourself to be truthful to yourself. So cut the BS and cut the masks and cut the pretense. Deal with your wounds. And then December 9th, Mars will enter Scorpio. And boy, that's going to be a challenge for all of us. We know how Scorpio is. Scorpio is deep. It's very deep. It's the deepest of all the signs. And it likes its secrets. And when Mars goes into there, now we have that planet of testosterone that likes to charge right through. We have to be careful about opening ourselves up during that period while Mars stays in Scorpio for the next month. We've got to be very careful about not exposing ourselves, because not only will we expose ourselves in a way that will make us uncomfortable, we'll become defensive. And the whole reason we're exploring ourselves with Mars and Scorpio will kind of be thrown out the window, because now we'll turn it into changing again everything in our life, confronting strangers, confronting people about the secrets and the things they didn't share. So it's a good time. Hold off your plans with strangers. Get closer to the people who are actually people you've learned to trust with your information. Have your dialogues with them. But if it's just friends that you don't really trust with your most intimate, then don't share it just because they're friends or people you know. But don't open yourself up to strangers. Next week is going to be probably one of the smoothest weeks of the month, astrologically, for all of us. So we're going to go through these shifts this week. Chiron's going to come out of retrograde. We're going to have Mars entering Scorpio. We're going to feel the tension about things. We've got Mercury that's retrograde. It's not the time to confront people, places, and things about what you believe is not working, or why it's not working, or what that impact has been in your life. No matter how you plan it, it will come out wrong. And we have to remember that Uranus, which went retrograde in Aries on August 2nd, is still retrograde for the rest of this month. And this is the sign that wants to break barriers to change. It wants to challenge what's expected. It'll test traditions to see if something that we should value and cherish. And it wants to see if our beliefs needs to be taken apart. So there's going to be that whole period of challenge through the month. Uranus has even been blamed for all the political upheaval we've been going through over the past years. And some say it may get worse until Uranus gets back going direct and moves itself on, but it's going to challenge tradition. So family events can be challenging if you find yourself in a position of challenging traditions. If others are challenging it, take it, do it. It won't hurt. If your family spends the holidays together, you may find that they don't. If you were planning on spending time with certain people, you may find out that you won't. So there could be a change in the menu. Somebody was going to do fish and now they did beef. You know, I mean, things like that. Don't take any of it personally. It's just Uranus playing around. So it's a good time to stop denying and pretending that life is all sunshine and rainbows. Do the work to move forward and understand sometimes you got to get a little muddy because you have to slog through, especially when you're dealing with your healing and woundings. You've got to slog through the stuff that's been buried and is very deep. So remember for this week, things look up better by the end of the week. It's going to have a little bit of tension. It's about exploring yourself, being clear with yourself, identifying your healings, your wounds, your need for shift and changes, writing that down, not making big changes. And there may be some confusion on Sunday when Venus makes its second square of the year with Neptune. So since I already said it's not a good time to start confronting things about things or making big changes, don't let Venus on Sunday suddenly tear your relationships apart because you open your mouth when you need to make notes, you need to plan, and you need to have the conversations later when there's less energy of confusion, less impact of Neptune and Uranus going on. So that's what I see for this week, Kira. And I guess that will wrap us up for this show. I want to thank all of you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. And remember, no matter what you do, turn the lead in your life into gold. We'll be back next Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. with Dr. Arne Buss. And speaking of listening, where he'll be talking about connections, interrelationship communication, and connections. Many blessings to you. Namaste. Good.